let's toast to the forthcoming season. Cheers. With the folks at Cheers, Tammy Coxon and Lester Graham.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, Lester.
That's Tammy Coxon with Tammy's Tastings. I'm Lester Graham with Michigan Radio. I like that. I think I like that. I definitely like that. You've got a lot of stuff here from Michigan that looks like it could make a pretty interesting drink.
Yes, this was when I was thinking, oh, this is going to make Lester happy.
Well, good call, I'd say, so far. Let's see how you mix it up.
Right. So I just got a lovely gift pack from the folks at Ironfish Distillery, which included their bourbon whiskey finished in maple syrup barrels and their maple syrup finished in bourbon barrels, and also their aromatic bitters. And so you can guess what they use all of those ingredients for.
I can't. I mean, there are lots of different ways to go about that.
An old-fashioned.
Okay.
Right? So you use the maple syrup as your sweetener, and the bitters as your bitters, and the whiskey as your whiskey.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. Beautiful drink, right? And I've done that, and it's delicious, but I make maple syrup old-fashions a lot. So I wanted to take this in a slightly different direction and also bring in another Michigan product, and that is the Spalding's Coffee Liqueur from Ann Arbor Distilling Company.
Which we've used before, and it's delicious.
It's just delicious, right? Cold brew coffee, cane sugar. It's just divine. You know, coffee liqueurs are one of the places that I think small distilleries have such a great chance to shine, because they can work with their local coffee roaster and come up with something that's just so much better than the mass market products.
So not an old-fashioned. What'd you decide to make?
Not an old-fashioned. So we're making a drink called the Revolver, and this is technically a Manhattan variation, they say, from the very early days of the craft cocktail renaissance. So this is from San Francisco in the early 2000s. Bartender named John Santer came up with this. And it's really easy, really straightforward, and I thought would give these ingredients a chance to shine. So 2 ounces of bourbon, 1/2 ounce of coffee liqueur, I use the Spalding's, and then typically 2 dashes of orange bitters. But you know how much we have been craving for Michigan bitters. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited that there are Michigan distilleries and bars also that are starting to create and sell their own bitters. Most of the time you have to go to the distillery to get those. So it's still a little bit of a trick. But I thought instead of using regular orange bitters, I would use the Ironfish aromatic bitters, which are similar to Angostura. And so that you could use that at home, or you could use orange bitters at home.
I'm a big Manhattan fan, so when you say variations on a Manhattan, you've got me. When you talk about coffee liqueur, I'm there, so
right.
It all sounds like it's going to work just fine.
Yeah, so then, you know, stir it really, really well. Get it nice and cold and diluted and strain it into a coupe, garnish it with an orange twist, and you are good to go.
This is a pretty new coupe you've got here, too.
I know. A friend of mine got some at a thrift store and just put them out for, you know, she was just giving them away. And I was like, are you giving these away? These are beautiful.
Yeah, these are definitely early 60s, late 50s sort of wheat sheaf sort of.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. It's my new favorite glass, and it's just barely 4 ounces. And this drink is, you know, only 2.5 ounces of liquid before you stir. So it fits perfectly into these tiny, delicate little coupes, really thin rims. I wish I had more space for glassware, Lester.
First world problem.
I should probably be glad I don't have more space for glassware, otherwise I would use it.
Well, can I pick up your coupe and take a little sip?
Please do. I made that one for you.
There's definitely a Manhattan sort of vibe to that. Absolutely. That's really nicely balanced. When you start talking about bourbon aged in maple syrup barrels, I kind of like, okay, what's this gonna be like?
So that's the interesting thing about aging in a maple syrup barrel, right? So they've taken their bourbon barrels from some previous batch and they've put maple syrup in them, and then that's been aged in the barrel, and then they take the maple syrup out, and so there's a little bit of maple syrup left in the barrel when they add a new batch of bourbon in. But bourbon, at the point it's being put into the barrel, is quite high proof. So it's probably like 60% alcohol or so when it goes into the barrel, which means there's not actually a lot of water, free water, available to soak up the maple syrup. So you get much less sugar or sweetness. You get much less sweetness in the finished whiskey than you think you would when you hear this has been aged in a maple syrup barrel. You do definitely get a little bit of that maple character, but it's not overwhelming.
It's not too sweet. In fact, it's balanced just the way a Manhattan ought to be. These aromatic bitters, though, I want to... A cocktail teacher taught me this.
Yes.
A little drop on the back of your hand.
This is the official way to taste bitters. Drop on the back of your hand, lick it off.
Oh, that's not like Angostura at all, but it is really good. I like that. I can see how that could be pretty versatile.
It's a little like Angostura. It definitely has some of those same cinnamon, clove kind of baking spice profile. It's less bitter, I would say, than Angostura, but it's a really beautiful, well-balanced bitters. I'm actually looking forward to experimenting with that in lots of different applications.
I'd like to see that in a straight Manhattan just to see how
Sure. The other difference that I have with these bitters is they kind of have a brightness to them that Angostura doesn't, mm-hmm. which is why I thought they would work in this cocktail that typically calls for orange bitters. Because even though their brightness isn't citrusy to my taste, there is kind of this bright character there that I thought would balance the drink nicely. And it's gorgeous with these other two awesome Michigan ingredients.
Well, I love how you took this drink, this Revolver from San Francisco, and made it pure Michigan.
Pure Michigan.
Cheers.
Cheers.